If you thought Superman was a guy named Clark Kent, you'd be mistaken. Superman is actually a singer named Tracy Stuffel. A superhero is someone who possesses extraordinary power to fight against adversity and whose achievements are far greater than what most people expect. Tracy Stuffel fits that definition to a T. On January 21st, 2013, Tracy experienced a life-altering stroke followed by four cerebral hemorrhages. The beloved singer just a few years earlier had lost over 100 pounds getting physically fit after heart surgery, and so this devastating neurological emergency seemed a cruel and unmerited circumstance. But don't expect to hear this couple complain or question or whine. Not even after a coma kept them apart for 6 weeks and many dark days filled with terrifying neurological procedures compounded with bouts of pneumonia, meningitis, MRSA, and staph infections. Libby and Tracy's faith hasn't wavered, their resolve unshakable. They would accept nothing less than recovery, nothing less than the miraculous. As days turned into months, the mountain toward recovery was painstaking, and the valleys of setbacks were low and frequent. But the hallmark verses from friends and fans were like whispers of God's faithfulness on the walls of that sterile hospital room, and frequent visits from dear friends were the best therapy. And just when there was some light at the end of this tunnel, Tracy suffered three grand mal seizures. His heart stopped. The doctors told Libby the brain damage was significant and not to expect Tracy to ever recover mental capacity. Well, those doctors apparently didn't see the S on his shirt and the prayers of a community of believers. Today, with the help of his quadricizer, Tracy's recovery has been nothing short of that miracle, and his doctors are completely amazed by his progress. And that comment about his mental capacity? Well, Tracy is quick to dismiss that with one word, baloney. Libby and Tracy are quick to always put the attention back on God, quick to acknowledge that their strength has come from His righteous right hand. They're willing to carry this cross that others may be encouraged to trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not into their own understanding. Like Job, their mantra, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him." So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege to introduce to you Superman and the Perrys.
Crash against their weak and helpless boat. The disciples feared and wondered just how long they'd stay afloat. But just when it appeared that this was where it all would end, they saw their blessed Savior as He came to rescue them. That's when He comes walking. Sun is shining and my skies are clear and blue. I sail with calm assurance that His promises are true. But when the tide begins to rise and winds begin to blow, I see Him reaching for me and I step out of my boat. That's when He comes walking on the water. Walking on the water. Oh, that's when walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call unto the Father. That's when he comes walking.
Yeah. Libby, I don't think we could do a National Quartet Convention and you not sing this song here. You guys have requested it. Listen as Libby sings, Celebrate Me Home.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above.
Nobody sings a song like Libby Perry Stuffel. Have you enjoyed, Libby? Tracy, this year at National Quartet Convention, we've got a brand new album, and you have got a brand new...
We got two brand new albums.
We do have two brand new albums this year, and you have got a brand new song. Well, it's an old song that you've gone back and re-recorded, a classic Rex Neilan song.
Rex was my buddy.
Rex was, and I'm telling you, one of the smoothest bass singers ever. And you've been after to record this song for several years, and so this album, it just worked. And you came to us, though, and you said, you know, I want to record this Rex Neilan song, but... I don't want y'all to sing with me.
I
He said, I want them pretty kneeling girls to sing with me.
No, I said I wanted the original kneeling girls. I didn't say they were pretty because I didn't want my wife to be mad at me.
It sure does help, though, don't it?
It does help.
Would you make welcome Kelly Nealon and Karen Peck Gooch tonight as they sing this classic, Time Has Made a Change. Sing, Tracy.
A change since my childhood days.
Yeah, buddy.
Many of my friends have gone away. Some no more down here I'll ever see. Time has made a change.
Started combing the wave. just reading about it could not compare.
I wish I could have been there when the thousands were fair, but just too vicious so fair to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the lake that could leave, to hear the dump that could speak,
see the mountains of the people Jesus bless.
I wish I could have seen the storm that went rolling away when they looked inside the door to where the great bulls lay. I didn't see, but I believe that he was sitting in the air. And I really wish I could have been there.
I wish I could have been there
when the thousands were fed, but just too fishing some bread to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the land that could leave and hear the dumb that could speak.
See the multitudes of people Jesus bless.
I wish I could have seen the storm that went rolling away when they looked inside the door to where the great walls lay. I didn't see, but I believe that he is sitting in the air. And I really wish I could have been there.
I really wish
I could have been there. Could have been there.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there. When my glasses were red, when my dishes were red, to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the lame that could leave, hear the dumb that could speak.
See the multitude of people Jesus bless.
I wish I could have seen the storm that went rolling away when they looked inside the door to where the great walls lay. I didn't see, but I believe that he is sitting in the air. And I really wish I could have been there. Yeah.
there's a covenant sweet. It was written for me. It's a promise that I could be healed from all my sin and my shame, even heartache and pain. It was signed and confirmed on a hill. So I rest my case at the cross. For now I have someone to champion my cause. I've been justified, satisfied.
If it gets any better than this, all right?
These people about to crank my tractor.
Well, son, I'm glad your tractor's cranked. Man, how you doing tonight? You look good.
I do. I look good because Libby dressed me.
Well, thank the Lord, because I'd hate to see what you look like if we dressed you coming in here. But, hey, I tell you what, I'm so glad you are back singing all the time now with us. And you know what? These people love you, buddy. And, folks have been by and asking about your health. You're doing great. We got a lot more good days than we do bad days now, and we just give the devil a black eye every chance we get. These folks are the reason that you are here tonight. It's because of the prayers of God's people. And I believe 100% that's why Tracy's still here tonight. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let us encourage you tonight. I know times are tough and I know it gets rough. But now is the time more than ever to keep on. Keep staying by the stuff, church, because it's worth it all at the end. Amen?
Are you tired and distressed, weary saint in need of rest? There are storms we must walk through. They won't last, they never.
This place tonight. Listen, we don't tell you our story tonight for your pity. And we don't tell you what we've been through tonight for you to feel sorry for us. But the reason we tell you our story is that so you know tonight that you can make it. Ephesians says he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more all that we can think or ask. So if anything I can tell you tonight, the word of God says to fear not. He says, for I am with thee, and I have redeemed thee. And when you walk through the waters, I will be with thee. And when you walk through the rivers, they shall not overtake thee. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, and I will hear thee, and I will be with thee. So church, tonight is the time that you need to keep on. I want you to stand all across the house. Sing this song with us. It's really simple. Sing, ready? Here we go. Sing, keep on. I'm going to give you the words. Sing, keep on.
Keep on.
Stay strong.